Welcome to Momstown 365, episode 77. Okay, Momstown Podcast Network, what is it, Heather?
The Momstown Podcast Network is a network of mom podcasters coming together under one community. And we are going to be starting this community. We are actually already taking, bringing together mom podcasters and creating this kind of beautiful chorus of voices that are moms and moms who are podcasting and people who are creating content that moms might be interested in.
You're so poetic.
Am I so long-winded? I'm like,
well, no, you're like,
I'm having like a hot flash.
Chorus of voices. I love it. Okay. So
it gets me very happy.
Well, it's because
and joyful to talk about this.
We always wanted to create a network for moms. That's what we're doing. We interview mom creators all the time. And then we have some that approach us that they want to start their own podcast. And
that's how it happens.
It's how it happens. So we have the Momstown Podcast Network. Our partner is Simplecast. We have an enterprise account, so we can bring other moms into it, and they get more benefit having their show on our network than just doing a smaller program for themselves.
Well, there are so many different benefits to actually, when we know this just in any kind of business, joining a network, joining a community, joining people who are like-minded and have and want to share in the experience and the journey and then help each other. That's what this community is about. It's not about competing with each other. Mm-mm. It's not about anything like that. This is about coming together and helping everybody's shows and everyone's voices get heard, build audiences. So we have several like key benefits that we're going to kind of walk through. If you're considering starting a podcast, why you might want to join the Momstown Podcast Network.
Exactly. So we do have a podcast course that we're putting out because we've been doing this since 2002, essentially, and we've learned all the hard stuff for
It's amazing
you.
How we can do this. I'm like 26 years old, and I've been doing this like my whole life.
Your entire life. No. Yes, exactly.
So 20 years almost we've been doing this.
Yes.
We were podcasting before podcasting was podcasting.
That's right. We were live radio. It wasn't even a term.
But we were doing internet radio.
Yes, we were. And anyway, we built a good business out of doing it. So we know how to help you.
Because we've made so Mary she, makes Heather, so many mistakes.
Lots of mistakes. That's
like constantly.
What she did.
She's making mistakes every day. I'm talking about myself.
So tell me what you mean by the turnkey platform, Heather.
We have a turnkey platform for you. So there are a lot of different podcasting platforms that you can go to. And then you get like a little mini website. We have that all for you. So everything's set up. So you just record your audio, and then we have the platform for you. And then we can, through how you mentioned, our courses, we teach you how to create your show art and your episode art. And then we talk about
transcriptions.
We talk about transcriptions and descriptions and
mm-hmm.
repurposing content and your show notes and what the value of that and SEO and hashtag and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
It's a lot. We simplify all of that because it can be very overwhelming.
Especially if you're doing a show by yourself. And we help you, like I was on the phone with a friend who said he and his business partner want to start a podcast. And he goes, we have probably 250 topics we could record.
Which is a great place to start.
That's huge. I mean, and that's
passion.
A
really strong outline.
They are doing their outline. Mm-hmm. And he goes, so what's a segment? So a segment is basically, if you're doing more than one, like we do five an hour. Mm-hmm. So we have five segments. But they are numbered as episodes that go out to the different platforms, iTunes, Stitcher, Apple, whatever.
Oh, and we have that all turnkey too.
We do. We have all of it down. So when you walk into our network, being part of it gives you access to your own stats, which is huge because that's how you tell which subjects are resonating with your listeners.
And we give you those statistics and ways to grow your audience and all that stuff that you'd have to pay hundreds of dollars for.
Oh,
and we've,
for sure.
And not with our network. No. So anyway, we have this turnkey platform. We have a course that we're working on that we really simplify and kind of hold your hand through the process of mm-hmm. getting your show launched and up and going. And then we have the community of moms who are coming together, and we're kind of building this like masterclass, kind of co-mentorship mm-hmm. idea of all moms, of the mom podcasters coming together. I envision someday having a real event where we all get together and have maybe a glass of wine or a little mocktail or a cocktail, whatever you like.
A mocktail?
Well, those are, you know.
I know what they are.
Okay. I don't drink them.
Exactly. I'm like, it's mom's town. Okay.
Some people might want a mocktail. I just was trying to be politically correct.
Okay.
You can have a mocktail. You can have a cocktail.
The thing about the community of, let's say we have in the beginning 20 mom podcasters, each with their own show topic. Anything can go except something that's crude.
I wish people could see you right now.
Why?
Because you look like you're in a cockpit of an airplane. Your hands are positioned such that you're like, okay, are we going to do this? Are we going to do this?
Well, the community
we're going to get you to 10,000 feet.
Yep, exactly. We have the community of 20 podcasters who are going to support their fellow podcasters. So you have a built-in audience right there.
Yes, and we're all going to like promote each other's shows.
Right. What do you say when the sea rises, raises all?
It raises all boats.
Yep.
Yep.
So that, to me, is one of the best parts of the network.
Absolutely, for sure. And then the dedicated support. We at Momstown, because we know the people at Simplecast, not dropping names or anything, but his name is Lem.
And Dane.
So anyway, we have dedicated support people. So you are not alone. You actually, we have a warm body on the end of the phone that can help you answer your technical questions, answer questions about how to grow your audience, how to grow, you know, strategic questions too. So we have a dedicated support team that we're really excited and feel very blessed to be working with.
Right. And you don't want the technology to get in the way of the creation. So knowing that we have such a good partner,
mm-hmm.
you address your podcast situation once and you most likely don't have to revisit it.
Right.
The technical part. Okay.
Tools and training.
Tools and training.
That's our course.
That's our course that lays out everything that we've learned and how we've refined our process from pre-production, doing the show, and post-production, and distributing it, and how we do that.
And how to save you money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because we talk to so many different podcasters that just get lost in the creation, like you're saying, the technical side of it and the production side of it and the editing side of it. Not only do you get lost in the technical aspects of it, but you get lost in the money of it, because it can be very expensive if you're paying somebody, you know, on an hourly rate, even if you're doing it on Fiverr or whatever. We have some really great resources for people that are just dedicated to this industry,
mm-hmm.
but we save you a lot of money.
Well, and time. And here's the
money is time.
Money is time. It when you have all of those things that you think you need to do, like tons of editing and post-production stuff, it kind of takes the fun out of it. And podcasting, one of the main reasons Heather and I do this is because we have so much fun doing it.
And we are going to talk in the next episode also about all, you know, I think we have like 7 to 10 reasons why you should start a podcast. And they are very powerful reasons why you should consider podcasting.
And it's easier than you think.
Yes.
And
because you work with us.
Yeah.
When you're with the Momstown Podcast Network. Okay. We're getting up to the end of this episode, but also one of the other reasons to work with us is increased potential of sales and monetization.
And we teach you that as well.
And other ways to make money with your podcast.
So join our Momstown Podcast Network.
Momstown 365, be bold, be creative. We are here for you every day.